We're up to Memvav and Aleph, but to just recap where we are. The Gemara was talking about moving around the menorah on Shabbos. We had, what's it called, Rav Acha bar Rav Chanina, son of the name Ravasi. The Rish Lakish said a menorah that you can carry in one hand, you're allowed to metaltel. And if it takes two hands, so big that you need two hands to carry it, then you can't be metaltelic. And Rabbi Yochanan says that a menorah, whether it's carried in one hand or two hands, also to be metaltelic. So first the Gemara wanted to say that the reason is that you're koveya mokum for the menorah. You don't move it around, you leave it in its place, and therefore it's mukta. And the Gemara says that's not true, because kilas chasonim, right, you're allowed to take it down or whatever. You also set aside a place for it. You don't move it around usually. But if you change your mind, you decide you want to take it down on Shabbos, you're allowed. So the fact that you're meyachid makom, that you designate a place for the thing, and you usually don't move it out of that place, isn't enough to make it muktzah, according to Reb Shimon. And even though, Tosus points out, there are definitely things that if you're meyachid them makom, and you never move them, right, except in rare emergencies, then Taka will later on in the Gemara will see that that is a category of mukta. But this isn't that extreme that you never move it around. Something that sometimes you do, sometimes not. Therefore, that can't be the reason for the menorah, and that can't be the reason, that's clear by Kilas Chasson, and that it's not mukta. Elo Amar Abaya Bishel Chulios. It's talking about a menorah that's made in sections. So if that's the case, and we're afraid that it's going to fall down and break, and you'll put it back together again. And therefore, you'll come out to be making a kli, and what's it called, and that's also on Shabbos. So because it's mukta machmas iser, because you may come to do an iser, and therefore, it's also. So Mara says, if that's the case, then why does Reish Lakish hold that if you can carry it in one hand, then it's okay. That chash still applies. Right? Where it says, my chulios ke'ein chulios. No, it's not really sectional, but it looks like a sectional menorah. It has grooves in it, which makes it look like it's made of different sections. I like the word yesterday. It's modular, right? It looks like a modular menorah, but it's not really. It just has grooves that make it look like that. So it really, if it fell down, it wouldn't fall apart. Right? Hilkach chulios ben gedola ben ketana asura letautula. If it really is made in sections, it's really a modular menorah, so then you're not allowed to metautula it, whether it's big or small. Everybody agrees to that. Gedola nomi de ispe chidki gzera atu gedola de chulios. Usually it's big menorahs that are made in sections. And therefore, if it's a big menorah, and it looks like it's sectional because it has grooves, then they made a gzeira that if you're going to carry that one, you may come to carry one that's really sectional, and it'll fall down, it'll break, and you'll put it back together again, and you'll be over in Issur Shabbos. So therefore, they assured all big menorahs, even the ones that only look like they're sectional. Keep pligas, where's the machlokas? Biktana, the ispa chidki, a small one that's not really modular, not really sectional, but it looks like it is. It has grooves. Mar sovra gazrin, one says you make the gzeira in by a small one also. Umar Sover Logazrin, and one holds, no, you don't make a gzera. Since small ones are not usually made in sections, so nobody's going to think that this one that has grooves is really a sectional one, and they're going to come to carry around sectional menorahs. Masha'enke, big ones which are normally made in sections, there, if you see one with grooves, you're going to assume it's a sectional one. If you can carry that one, you can carry other ones that are made in sections. See, Rashi says that. Bishel chulios b'menorah of prokin shematipol umisparik v'yachzirena v'nimtza osikli. Right, it's one made out of sections, and we're afraid it'll fall down, break apart, and you put them back together again, and you made a kli. Okay, and even though there's a machlokas b'shami b'shil of yesh binyan b'kelim or ain binyan b'kelim, whether you can build with kelim or not, and b'shil holds ain binyan b'kelim, but we'll see that. The Rif Taka holds, this sugya goes like Beishamai, that yesh binyan b'kelim. We have hold ein binyan b'kelim, and therefore the whole sugya is irrelevant. Others hold that, when do we say ein binyan b'kelim? That's when it's basically loose, or somewhat loose. But if it's really tight, then everybody holds yesh binyan b'kelim. and that's what it's talking about over here, or when you completely make a kli, then also yesh binyan b'kelim. When you're just adding to a kli, right, but the kli is there, then ain't binyan b'kelim. But if you're creating a kli, then yesh binyan b'kelim. Rashi's much more like that. The nimtza osa kli. Rashi doesn't say the nimtza bone the kli. The nimtza osa kli. You're making a kli. That's also according to everybody. Chidki chituchim savivla. It has grooves. The doma leprokman. It looks like it's sectional. Somebody looks at it, thinks it's a sectional menorah, and you're allowed to carry sectional menorahs. And they'll come to carry ones that are really sectional. Gedola hoil the dark alasosal chulias, the big menorahs that you need two hands to carry it, right? So normally you make them sectional because they're so big. Ki is bochit ki savri de chuliasay. So when it has grooves, people will say it's a sectional menorah. But asr afil Reish Lakish, and therefore even Reish Lakish holds it, it's asr, because you'll come to carry to move around one that's really sectional, because you'll assume that the one that you're carrying around, the big one, is sectional, because that's how normally they make them. And if it has grooves, you can pretty much assume that it's sectional. Everybody knows that little menorahs you don't make sectional. So even though it looks like sectional, nobody's going to make the mistake to think you're allowed to carry sectional menorahs because you're carrying a little menorah that has grooves. That's Rina, not to Chulius. Who was the other? Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's Osir, said we make the Gzeira even by a small one, not to a big one, because the whole thing was one Gzeira. Anything that looks even sectional, you're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to move around. Okay. Now the Mara says, Umiyom Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? The Homer Rabbi Yochanan, right? Did Rabbi Yochanan say, Halachic Rabbi Yehuda? That the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda in Muktzah? Right? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? The Homer Rabbi Yochanan Halachic Kistam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan holds the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. This Nan, and the Stam Mishnah says, we had this before, Muchni Shalah, this man Shehi Nishmetes, Ein Chiburla, the Einim Dedesima, the Ein Matzelesima, Ba'ol HaMeis. We had the case before. Muchni, Rashi says, is the wheel of a wagon that's made for transporting people. And when you can detach the wheel, it's not considered part of the wagon, and therefore it's not counted to measure together with it, to make the wagon arboim saw, that it shouldn't be makabel tumah, because it's a kli eitz, right? Osu lenaches, which is meant to stay in one place. You can't. It's not metalkel. What's it called? Moli v'reikon, right? So you don't count the wheel to make the arboim saw, right? In other words, like Rashi said before, you take the whole wagon and put it. What's it called, abstractly, put it in a box, and if the box that contains the wagon would contain 40 saw, if it was filled up, then the wagon itself is not makabel tumah. So you don't put the wheel into that box, the wheel doesn't count, since it's detachable. The ein metzelesim ba'ol ha'meis, and the wheel, since if the wagon's not makabel tumah, so it protects and separates between Tuma and Oel HaMeis, because something that's not Mekabel Tuma is Chotzet, separates between Tuma and the Meis. But the wheel, which is yes Mekabel Tuma, because it's not considered part of the wagon, so you look at it by itself and it doesn't hold Arboim Saw by itself, so it's Mekabel Tuma, it's not Chotzet Oel HaMeis. The Ein Goronos of a Shabbos Bizman Sheishol HaMos, and you can't move the wheel if there's money on it, right, because it's a kli by itself. If it wouldn't be detachable, then the wheel would be bottled to the wagon. If there's no money on the wagon, only on the wheel, so the wheel doesn't become bottled to the money and become a bosses, because the wheel is bottled to the wagon. Samara says, the Mishnah is clear that if that's only when there's money on it. But if there isn't any money on it, the money was there when Shabbos came in, but it's off now, then it's mutter. That's according to Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold the mutter. But according to Rav Yehuda, that would be osur, even if the money's not on there. Once the money was on there, Erev Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, it remains mutter the whole Shabbos, according to Rav Yehuda. So how can you tell me that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yochanan holds that we pass like a Stam Mishnah? This is a Stam Mishnah like Rav Shimon. Right? Even if the money was on it when Shabbos came in, it's only also if the money's still there. If the money went off somehow, a goy came and took it away, or the wind blew it off, or whatever, it's mutter. No, okay, we're going to have to be forced to learn this Mishnah. It doesn't say b'feirish that, what's it called, that the money, even if the money was on it when Shabbos came in, it's and it went off at some time during Shabbos, then it's mutter. It's talking in a case where there wasn't money on it. There was money went on it in the middle of Shabbos. And then it went off. So as long as the money's on it, it's muktzah. When the money went off, it's not muktzah, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So better to say that the Mishnah is talking only in that case. But ein achinami, if it would be that the money was on it, benashmashos, then even if the money went off, it still would be muktzah, like Rabbi Yehuda, in order to preserve what Rabbi Yochanan said, the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. So in order to do that, we have to learn this Stam Mishnah, not kipshuto, that l'chora doesn't make a difference when the money was on it. As long as it's off now, it's okay. It has to be only talking in a case where the money wasn't on it, benashmashos. Rashi. You're forced, in order to preserve that which Rabbi Yochanan said, that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and he also holds halacha as Kistam Mishnah, you're going to have to say that Rabbi Yochanan learned this Stam Mishnah to be the following, that there was no money on the wheel, Ben Hashmashas. The Hachi Tidik Minei, time of the Eshalah Amos Kishikidish Hayom. And you have to learn the Mishnah to mean the following. When is this mutter? Not if there's no money on it now. If there was no money on it when Shabbos came in, right, then if there's no money on it now, it's mutter. But if there was money on it when Shabbos came in, then it doesn't make a difference if there's money on it or not. Then it's considered like the money's still there and it's aser. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learned this Mishnah. And the Mishnah therefore goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Shimon, and he said very clearly that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So there's no contradiction between that which Rabbi Yochanan held, the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah, and that which Rabbi Yochanan said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. He learned this Stam Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Pam achas kolach Rebbe l'diuspura, the hora b'menorek Rabbi Shimon, b'ner. One time Rebbe went to Diuspora, name of a place, and he paskened the halacha by menorah, just like Rav Shimon Bener. Okay, now Rav Shimon Bener is that if you have a ner, which is a cheres, which is earthenware, even if you used it once during the week, there's no such thing as mukta machmas mias, and the ner is mutter to be metautel on Shabbos. Okay, Rav Shimon doesn't hold of, what's it called, of mukta machmas mias. So a earthenware candle that you lit once becomes disgusting. Still, it's not mukta. That's Rav Shimon Bener. And the menorah, he paskin by menorah, like Rav Shimon paskins Bener. So now the Gemara says, what does that mean? Iboyelu. Hora b'menorah Rav Shimon, Bener lehetera. He paskined by a menorah, that you're allowed to be metalkal a menorah. Just like Rav Shimon holds, you're allowed to metalkal a ner. Okay? Odil mahora b'menorah le'isura, or maybe it was two different psakim. He paskin by a menorah that's also to metalkalit, because again we're afraid that it'll fall and you'll break. He's talking by one that's what's it called? That's made with sections and it has grooves or whatever. Ukrib Shimon b'ner le'teira, and there were two different horos, and he also paskin like Rav Shimon b'ner. That what's it called? That by a earthenware ner, even if it was once used, you could still be metalkal on Shabbos. So two separate things. Hora b'menorah. He made a hora b'menorah that it's aser, and he also paskin by the ner that it was mutter like Rav Shimon. Or it says teku. We're not sure what exactly the case was. What did Rebbe say? Rashi l'diyus b'makom iboyelu. Chad the hora havi, was it one psak? The hachi kamer hora b'menorah lehetera kedera shoyer Rav Shimon matr b'ner yashem. He paskin like by a menorah that it's mutter to metalkal, just like Rav Shimon holds, doesn't hold the mukta machmas mias. Al dilma shtei horos havi, hora b'menorah le'isr, k'damorin, b'dechidki, v'gazrin, natuchulyas. Rav Shimon, hora b'ner leheter. He paskin by the menorah, and the case was the menorah was that it was either a big menorah, a small menorah, and even a small menorah, and it had grooves. And he assured moving it around because we're afraid that you'd come to move a sectional menorah right? And it would fall apart, then you'd put it back together again. So that he paskin, which is osur. And he paskin another shiloh that came to him about a ner, an earthenware candle, lamp, which was used during the week, whether it was muktza on Shabbos or not. And there he paskin it was mutter. Rav Malchia ikla lebein Rav Smoloi. Rav Malchia went to Rav Smoloi's house, the Tilkel Shraga, and he carried, he moved a lamp after it went out. Okay? The Tilkel Shraga, Rashi says, near Shekova. A lamp that went out, he moved it. Okay? The Ikbid Rav Smoloi. Rav Smoloi was makbid, got upset because he held that it's also to do, like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi Glilo, ikla la'asid Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina, Rav Yossi Aglili, went to the place of Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina, and Tilkel Shraga, he also moved the lamp after it went out. The Ikbid Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina, Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina was makbid, because he passed him like Rav Yehuda. Rav Avo, ki ikla la'asid Rav Yishua ben Levi, havi metalkel Shraga. Rav Avo, when he was in the place where Rav Yishua ben Levi was the Mora da'asra, he would carry around lamps that went out. He ikla la'asid Rav Yochanan, when he went to Rav Yochanan's place, lo havi metalkel Shraga. There he wouldn't move it. Shemar zmonashach. Ik Rav Yehuda sfira lei levik Rav Yehuda. If he holds like Rav Yehuda, be consistent. Either never carry it or always carry it. Why here he did and here he didn't? Ik Rav Shimon sfira lei levik Rav Shimon. Mar says la'olam Rav Shimon. He really held his mutter, like Rav Shimon. You're allowed to move it around. Mishum kvoda to Rav Yochanan who the lo havi oved. But in Rav Yochanan's place, als kovet for Rav Yochanan, he didn't do against Rav Yochanan's psak. Right, when you're in a place, and the Mora da'asra holds something is asr, even though you hold its mutter, in that place you don't do it, right, in his, what the psak is in that place. So the Mora couldn't have said the other way, though. He really held it's asr. But when he was in, Yeshua ben Levi's place, so he was metalkalit lekovid Rav, that much. Now, we don't say you do something asr, right, that the Mora da'asra holds his mutter, that you should do it even though you hold it's osir. But if you hold something as mutter, and the Morad Asr holds it's osir, as kvodo, you don't do that thing, at least publicly, to go against the Morad Asr, but to do something that you hold as osir, that for sure not. Even though there is such a din, that when you come to a place, right, and the Morad Asr is the one who's the Rava Machshir of the place, he's the one who's Machshir, the meat or whatever, there's halacha, you have to eat from that meat. Can't be Machmer in that place. Right, because considered a chutzpah not to be machmer, not to eat the shechita of that place. See, Rashi, but there you don't hold it's osur. It's just you want to be machmer or something. You're not sure, but there you're in that place. You should be somech on the day of that place. Okay, but here if you hold mamish it's osur, you don't do something mutter. It's covered for somebody else. But if you hold it's mutter, it's covered. Deal with it if it's osur. Rashi la olam krib shimin svirle the is svirle the osur lo havi metalkle le kovid rav shuv and levi the levi isura. If he would hold it was osur, he wouldn't have been metalkle le kovid rav shuv and levi to do something he holds as osur. That not. Okay. Omer of Yehuda shraga de mishcha shor in the tiltula. A lamp that had oil in it. So according to Rav Shimon, after it goes out, you're allowed to move it around. The nafta asur l'tiltula, but if it has neft, right, neft has a terrible smell to it, then it's asur to move it around, even according to Rav Shimon. Because l'maisa, after that, you don't really use it for anything, it's disgusting. It's not as disgusting as, it's disgusting. Rabba v'Rav Yosef damr tarvayu, the nefta namishari l'tiltula. Even neft, after it goes out, you're allowed to move it around. Rav Avya, one second, and the Mora is going to say, really, because you could use it to cover up a kli. Okay. Rav Avya ikla lebe Rava. Rav Avya came to Rava's house, having me'isen be karoi betin, and his feet were full of mud. Esve apurya kamei de Rava. He sat in Rava's couch, and he got the couch all muddy. Didn't clean off his feet, and he got the couch muddy. Ikbid Rava, so Rava was upset by the fact that he got his couch all muddy. Balat Su'urek, so he wanted to give it to him a little bit, make him feel uncomfortable. We'll see in one second that Sam Sofer says a nice pshat. Omar Lei, my time a rabbi of Rav Yosef, the Amrei Tarvayu, Shraga the Neftan, Amishari, little too late. Why do Rabbi and Rav Yosef hold that even a lamp filled with neft, you're allowed, after it goes out, to move it around. Omar Le, so Rav Avya told him, Koil v'chazi l'ksuya be'mona, because it's fit to cover a kli. Right? Now, there's still people, even though it's disgusting, but people will cover a kli with it. Right? In an extreme case, we have nothing else to, you have a kli, you don't want bugs to get into it, so you put the lamp on top of the kli to cover it up. So it has a use. Samar says, Ela Mayata called Sroa Shebechotza Metalkin. If that's the case, then you're allowed to take any pebble, any rock in the outside and metalkin it. Because you could also use it to cover a kli. Right? Amarle, ha ikatoris kli aleha. Here, it is a kli. The fact that it became disgusting doesn't take it out of being a kli, because it still could be used as a cover for a thing. But the rocks were never a kli. To make a kli out of something that's not a kli, because you could cover something with it, that's not true. But that something that's a kli shouldn't be buttled from being a kli, because you could still cover something with it, that is true. Honey, like a Torah's kli aleha, right? And these things don't have a Torah's kli, the rocks don't have a Torah's kli, Rashi. Shraga de Mishcha, Shadolik Ner Shel Shemen, a lamp that went out that had oil in it. Shari Litutula, Acher Shekavak, Rav Shimon, Delo Mois. Just like Rav Shimon, because there it's not disgusting. Aval, the neft of the Misrach, it's disgusting, the neft smells. Afilu Rav Shimon Modi, Delo Chozi El Malachto. Even Rav Shimon holds nothing that you can use this lamp for except for burning. Because nobody's going to use it for anything. It's disgusting because of the neft. Ikbid Rav Mishum Tinu Famito. He got his couch dirty, so he was upset. So he wanted to make him feel uncomfortable by asking him Shela. So the Chassam Sofer says, well, stam. But he wanted to tell him like this. You obviously are not stam a boor that you come in with mud on your feet and get my couch dirty. You did it because you didn't have anything to rub the mud off with. Right? But there's plenty of plenty of rocks outside that you could have used. Elamai, you hold that rocks are muktzah. So let me ask you, right, l'chora, then why is a menorah of neft not muktzah? You're going to tell me why? Because you can cover a kli with it. So you can cover a kli with rocks too. So why didn't you move the rocks and clean off your feet? That was the tzar. Right? That was the hint in the thing. And Rav Avya said, sorry, but there's no dimyon. Right? Where something's a kli, it's just disgusting, then it doesn't lose its shame kli, because you can still cover something with it. But rocks were never a kli, just because you can cover something with it, don't make them a kli. And therefore, I'm sorry, right, I really feel bad about getting your couch dirty, but I know no other way of getting the mud off, because I couldn't use a rock to take it off. Okay. Back a little bit, the shaila with a menorah shel chulyos, right? Can you move around a menorah that's made of sections, or even if it looks like sectional, okay? And then we have the machlokas, whether it's only, everybody holds a big one, even if it looks like it's sectional, is aser, because normally big ones are made sectional, people assume that it's sectional, but a little one, which is not sectional, if it's sectional, it's aser for sure, even if it's little. But if it only looks like sectional, we don't make a gzeira of a little one out to a big one, because people know that little ones are usually not sectional, right? Or no, the gzeira is across the board, even little ones. The rif is docha the sugya, we said, because he holds that this whole sugya is only according to Beis Shammai that yesh binyan bekalim, that you can build with kalim. If you hold ain binyan bekalim, then you can't make a gzera, right? There's no gzera over there. There's no issa. If it falls apart and you put it back together again. The Rashba says no. This sugya is what's it called relevant, and that which we say ain binyan bekalim is only where it's minimally what's it called loose. In other words, where it's completely loose, everybody holds ain binyan b'kelim. Where it's very tight, everybody holds yes binyan b'kelim. Where it's in between, that's where there's machlokas b'shami b'silo. And our sugi is talking where it's very tight. And therefore, it's what's it called, also according to everybody. The Baal Ha'iter says another k'tnai. When do we have a machlokas, whether yesh binyan b'kelim or not? That's where you don't need an umin to put it together. But if you need an umin to put it together, in other words, you need somebody who's, an expert, right, a craftsman to put it together, then what's it called, yesh binyan l'kelim. It could be this menorah, when it falls apart, you'd need really a craftsman to put it together. You have to put it together in a way that takes chachma, and then yesh binyan l'kelim. Okay? Tosus and Beya says that when the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue, if Yesh Binyan Bekelim, that's what's it called on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, everybody holds that you have to be machmer and consider Yesh Binyan Bekelim. Only on Yom Tov is a machlokas. The Ran and the Tur paskin like Rav Yochanan, and they hold, not like the Rif, that it's also taka to carry around any menorah, big, small, right, in the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that too. If it has grooves, it could even look like it's sectional, you're not allowed to move any menorah, big or small, surely if it is sectional, okay? And the Mogen Avraham says that's only where, at least when you put it back together again, it's going to be minimally tight. But if it's always loose, right, then there's no gzeira, because loose, you can put it back together, you know, there's no issue in putting it back together, it's always loose. And therefore, you're allowed to carry a menorah that's sectional, that when it's put back, is anyway only loose. The Or Cheschaim and the Kolbo Paskin of Rikvish Lakish, that little one, you can always carry, if it's not really sectional. And the big one, no matter what, is Osir, right? And the little one's only Osir if it is sectional. And the Rambam also holds like that. And the Magen Mishnah says that since the halacha is like Rav Shimon Muktzah, we're makel when it comes to Muktzah, even what's it called, where the gzera is, because maybe a binyan, still because we're usually passing like Rav Yochanan. Why over here do they pass like Rish Lakish? Because when it comes to Muktzah, we're usually what's it called, makel. That we try to go after the easier, lighter, more matter side than the Aser side. So normally we pass him Rav Yochanan, but here since Rish Lakish is Mekel and it's a din of Muktzah, we pass him like Rish Lakish. So that's the sort of, okay?